You're listening to the Lifted Life Podcast. We created this show to help you live a lifted life.
Hey there, everyone, and welcome back. Today we are talking about how rituals can change your life, or how you, more particularly, can use rituals to upgrade your life. So we're jumping right in with what is a ritual. And
but maybe before we jump in,
yeah,
sorry to stop you. See if I can get through this. I just got back from a long retreat.
Conference retreat.
And I just want to tell you, thank you for allowing me to go.
Allowing you to go. I didn't allow you to go. I encouraged you to go.
For setting it up, for making it easy for me to go. I'm starting to get a little emotional, but today on my walk, I was actually crying because I just really appreciate you making that thing for me. Thank you.
Babe.
I thought I could get through it, but I couldn't.
It's really sweet.
I had such a good time, and I just really appreciate it.
Good. I'm glad. I told you, even though we had some,
I could get through it.
Even though we had some hard times with the kids back home, that it never once occurred to me that I wish you weren't there. That I was so glad you went, because I knew you wanted to go, and I knew it meant a lot to you. And that was actually what I really, really wanted, was for you to go do exactly what you wanted to do and come back energized and excited about our life together. And I think, awesome. Okay. Enough with the sap.
Sorry. I knew all day I was going to bring it up.
Well, I didn't. I'm like, what's going on? Is he going to propose?
Okay. Whew.
We've been
right,
married.
Let's go.
Forever, by the way. Okay. So, rituals. Okay. So even the act of expressing appreciation to the people in your life can be a ritual. Now, it may sound like, well, that's stale, but if you truly explain why you appreciate the person, I think that it's a really healthy habit, or even a ritual. Kate Northrup talks about her and her husband do a weekly money date, and they talk about their finances and how, what's happened, what needs to happen. And so for me, a ritual is just any activity that you do with intention and regularity to create a desired outcome. And the reason rituals are so powerful is because they help us to get what we want without relying on our fickle moods. So if you just rely on your mood and how you feel, you may or may not do something. But if you have a ritual, it will help you. So I do feel like it's a little different than a routine. It can be just a simple sequence of events. And I think that tying in rituals into your life can really help you upgrade your life. What do you think? Do you have any rituals like that you do without even realizing they're rituals, or is it something you're wanting to do more of?
So I feel like I have a great routine. I have a static routine that I do every day. And as soon as I use the word static, it kind of pushes it in the ritual. If I were to think about rituals, I think about structure, and you can pick whatever you want to pick that reminds you of structure, but it sounds like something that's like, we do this every time because this is what we do in a chant and blah, 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 blah. But you're saying it doesn't have to be that way. And my routines could be rituals, mm-hmm. and it should be something like, I do a nighttime ritual. Mm-hmm. And I think you did it last night as well, yeah. where I write down three things I appreciate from the day. And then I also write down how I want to feel when I wake up. And I try to do that. When I wake up, I try to have that be my first thought that comes in that supports that feeling.
I did feel like this morning there was the natural inclination to kind of be like, oh, is my head hurt? What's, that last night was rough because Olive got a tummy ache and blah, like, blah.
No, I wrote down, I want to
What did I write down? And then kind of almost just trying to recall it because I couldn't remember.
Your morning to how you want it to be.
Yeah, so it was really, I like it a lot. And typically when you say things like static and routine, I'm like, count me out.
So tell me if you think this is true. So I have my routine, which I would call them rituals. To me, they're synonymous. But I started recently breaking the routines, doing them backwards, doing them differently, skipping them. And the ones that came back were rituals to me, because those are the things that I need those, like meditating. I can't skip meditating. Mm-hmm. Can I skip journaling? Probably.
But here's the thing.
But I like to couple
them
together.
When you meditate, you have a ritual.
Yeah.
So you grab your eye mask.
Yep.
You grab your headphones.
Uh-huh.
You go to a quiet room.
Mm-hmm.
You get everything ready. So like that gets your body, it's like muscle memory.
Yeah.
And so because you have this routine, this ritual, it helps you with your routine.
Which is funny, when I went to Austin, I didn't take my mask.
Why not?
and I
didn't have room in that little backpack. I
have room in my backpack.
He traveled light. He was the light, and it was awesome. He got a new backpack and didn't have to check any bags. It really is the best way to travel
It was totally worth it. So, I didn't bring my mask, and I did bring my headphones, but I didn't use them because we didn't have any more data on our phone.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Actually, I had Wi-Fi.
We had
in the
slow
hotel.
Data. Come on.
But anyway,
yeah,
I chose not to do that. But what's interesting for me is on the way home, I meditated in the airport waiting at my terminal for 30 minutes with people crawling all around me and all these noises. I did have my headphones then, but to me, that's breaking the routine.
But because you have
but
a
the
ritual
meditation still existed.
Yeah. And I think that you have a way of doing it that gets you into that frame of mind. So there's some kind of woo-woo spiritual things that are more ritually. And then there are, it can be just this huge wide spectrum. So what I think of when I think of woo-woo spiritual is I just got a new deck of cards from my sister for my birthday, and they're called Mystic Afternoons. And they're created by Hannah Jorgensen. And I just love these cards. And the idea behind the cards is you just pull one and it shares with you kind of, actually, before you pull a card, you are to think of an area of your life you're looking for direction with, or that you could use some assistance, or that you are looking for an answer or any sort of support. And then you pull a card, and not only does it have beautiful artwork, but it says something simple like expression, express yourself. So you think of the area that you're struggling with, and you think, oh, okay, so if I were to apply this with intention, how would expression help me? And the reason I bring up these cards is because that can be a simple ritual. Before you journal, you pull a card. Before you journal, you light a candle. Candles and fire are such magical rituals that you can just do before you say a prayer, you can light a candle.
For me, it's music, like good music, either that inspires
before you cook
me.
Right,
yeah.
You love music.
I love
cook.
Music, yeah.
Like if you turn on the music in the kitchen, you know you're about to chop up some stuff and get all Emeril Lagasse in there, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's like your ritual, because it sets the tone. And so how can you use ritual to create the results you want? That's what this episode is about. If you know you want to run more, but you're not doing it, how can you create a ritual? What does that look like? Setting out your favorite running clothes, putting them in a pile, you know. If you know you want to do more live videos for your business, how do you set yourself up for that? You create a ritual that literally supports you and cocoons you to doing the thing that you want.
Well, what happens is you normalize it, the idea.
Right.
And you start doing small things and it builds. And then when you come to go to do the big idea, it's already been normalized and it's not that weird or strange.
Or even if you're trying to break a habit of anxious thinking, if you have a ritual that every time you catch an anxious thought, you say, stop. It's all is well. Mm-hmm. Stop. I can think higher vibration thoughts than this. Or change. That's another word that I've talked about in a podcast before, where you just literally are trying to disrupt the thought pattern that you've gotten so accustomed to that's become your habit. So a ritual can be practicing self-forgiveness when you're in the middle of yelling at your kids and you wish you wouldn't have. You can have a ritual to say, oh, I'm catching myself doing this thing. I'm finding my center. I apologize. And then I move forward with a fresh ease that I'm allowing myself to have. Like it can be any variety of actions or thought processes that help you create what you want.
A quick note on that I found beneficial for me is, this is all, not to get off subject, but the now is all that exists.
Right.
And yeah, you just yelled at your kid and you're feeling bad about it. You have a choice. You can continue to carry that bad feeling and continue thinking about, I shouldn't have done that, shouldn't have done that. Or you can change, like use it, what you said, change, and say the next now, I'm not going to do that. And just that one little shift, if you keep doing that every time you're aware of it, you see it, you shift back to where you want to be, eventually it'll go away.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's important to know it's not just snapping at your kids, snapping at your
spouse.
It's
anything. It's
snapping
anything.
At your colleagues, snapping at that person that drives you nuts. But after you do it, you hate yourself.
Just listen
for
to
being
country
so...
music and you're like, man, I'm a bad person.
Something like that. I forgive myself. Okay, so I have wrote down a couple other rituals that you can do that maybe I wouldn't even originally have thought of them as rituals, but once I started brainstorming this topic, this is what came to mind. So let's say you are looking to create something new. You don't know exactly what. you could have a ritual that every time you feel stuck, you do a brain dump. Some people don't like that word. I don't know why. We're a probiotic company. We're all about those brain dumps. Anyway, so you could get out a piece of paper and say, I'm going to write down at least 15 ideas, and at least 5 of them have to be really terrible ideas. This kind of reminds me of what I was explaining to my son, who doesn't really like the idea of bad ideas. And I was telling him, there's no such thing. You're blocking yourself from all the other ideas by not allowing the bad ideas. So a ritual could be, when you feel stuck, you write down all these possibilities, the craziest things you can think of. At least 5 of them have to be completely mad whack, impossible. But by allowing yourself to think that way, you can create healing.
So create, here's a...
Sorry, the next one's healing. Create energy for new ideas. And then one more healing one. Or do you need to go so you don't forget? Okay. I got mine. It's written down.
What I love about what you said was when you're doing the exercise and you're writing down all those things, first of all, it's a great way to strengthen flow. So when you're writing those, it's what's coming in your head. It's not, in my experience, the best thing to do is write the first thought that comes in your head. Right or wrong, it doesn't matter. Write it down. And the next thought will come, write it down, write it down, write it down. And you're strengthening that flow. The ability to use flow.
And this is coming from someone who doesn't write, doesn't like to write.
Correct.
Had that story going for so long, and now you're a journaler.
The second thing is, if you can imagine it, it's not impossible. And there's lots of belief that, there's no scientific proof, but there's lots of belief that if you can imagine it, you can achieve it, and you have achieved it, and your future self is reminding you that you did it, that it could be done.
Yeah, and go after it.
Because if it's impossible, by definition, it's not in your awareness, which means you don't know about it. So if the fact that you know about it means it's possible.
Interesting.
Continue, please.
All right. So the next one, thank you for sharing that. The next one is called a thought download. And I learned this from the coach training I went through with Brooke Castillo called the Life Coach School. And she calls it a thought download. And she says, if you're struggling with heavy energy, thoughts, feelings, emotions, to go ahead and write down every single thought you're having, but write it as a one sentence on the paper and write one sentence period, and just write the thoughts that you're having. So often we mistake our thoughts for beliefs. We mistake our thoughts for truths. But if you find yourself in a heavy, low mood, and it's okay to feel sad sometimes. We're not over here on the Lifted Life podcast saying every single second has to be the highest vibe. That creates fake energy and resentment and frustration. We're not saying that at all. But if you've been in that low feeling place long enough and you say, hey, I think I'm ready for a new experience, and you want to shift out of a low mood, then I encourage you to try this ritual called a thought download, where you write down one sentence at a time and then go back through and circle the heavier thoughts, question them. Is this true, or is this useful? And then you can even rewrite the thought, or you can just cross through it, seeing that it's not actually a truth. It's simply a belief, a thought that you've thunk so much, it has become true for you. So often we're not willing to evaluate our beliefs. We take them as truths. And I think that this little ritual exercise of evaluating your thoughts and seeing that they're just stories allows you the power to rewrite the story in any way that you choose.
So another way I like to think about it is, a belief is only a thought that you keep thinking over and over and over and over.
And you found evidence for, because you've continued to think it, that you need to prove it true. The
you
mind
keep
is
validating it. Yeah. When you're finding in your reality, you're creating the reality. Mm-hmm. You're creating validation why that thought's real, and then it becomes a belief. Mm-hmm. So at any time you can think a different thought, and then that belief can go away. Mm-hmm. Right.
But how long does it take?
The next thought.
I think that
sometimes there's a belief that 30 days, your current reality is the result of the last 30 days of your last 30 days of thoughts.
But I've even heard from, I think Abraham Hicks talks about, it only takes 17 seconds of consecutive thought. And then after 30 seconds, something happens, and then 90 seconds, something happens.
Yep.
So I think that's the idea behind allowing yourself to feel sad. Let's say you notice you're sad and you're like, actually, I've been sad for a couple of weeks. Still thinks, not 90 seconds, but allow yourself to feel that way for the next 90 seconds, knowing that you've fully given it what any emotion needs to be fully experienced. Don't run from it. Don't hide from it. Don't be frustrated with it. Just allow it. And then you say, okay, now that I've experienced this, what else would I like to experience? And then let's say you're like, well, I'd actually like to be excited. That's one of my favorite emotions. Man, when I'm excited about something, that's like my favorite energy to bring forth. And I'm excited a lot and I am easily inspired, but there's times where I slip away from it. And so I think, well, how can I think excited thoughts? What would make me excited? Even though it may or may not be quote unquote true, what could I think that would put me into this higher vibration place? And don't you know it, if you tell a better story again and again and again for that next 90 seconds, you will feel your emotion elevating.
But also it's good what you had said 15,000 words ago, to have that bad thought, that bad feeling that you don't want is okay, because that's contrast. That lets you know what you do want, and right. You want the opposite of that. So think the opposite. Think of a thought. And I'm not trying to downplay
feeling
bad, because everyone feels bad. Even after I left that conference that I wanted to be at, I felt low. But then it was easy to feel the contrast and appreciate the stuff that I do have and that I do want, and to get back where I needed to be.
Don't you feel like there's sometimes, though, that you've been, I think you've even said this, you felt low for several days, that just to let it go feels like, well, yeah. Then what was that for?
Mm-hmm.
You want to fight for your suffering. You want to continue to suffer, because otherwise, was it even worth it to waste the past few days? But of course...
Well, that's just your ego. But yeah, I feel that way often, that like I'm trying to validate why I feel so bad. Like, and if I were just to give it up like that, then it totally invalidates the person that I am.
Yeah.
Which that's not true.
No, it's not. But that not is useful. The belief, right? Yeah. It's not, right. But that is the belief a lot of us hang on to. And so... I struggle with this because I like to make things mean things. It's one of my gifts and also my curses that I make everything mean something. And there's times where it's good and there's times where it's not as useful, right? And so if you are looking to make meaning from your low energy or your low mood, that can sometimes keep you stuck too. So instead, if you're willing to just release and be in the present moment now, forgive yourself for the energy wasted on fighting for your suffering, and move into the willingness to experience life in a lighter note. So one more note I have here about rituals is that it can even be something like regularly scheduled times with friends or family. If you have a game night, pizza night every Friday, there's something about that ritual that can create a safe, connected space. And so because we are living in a fairly lonely society, now, not necessarily us in general, but I think that it's just kind of become an epidemic that the more connected we are on social media and online, the less we make those attempts to connect in real life, and then the less truly connected we are. And so a ritual could be as simple as once a month you get together with your friends and you go out for tacos, or once a month you, and just kind of creating those boundaries. It may sound stiff, and it may to at first sound like, well, I don't like rules and I don't like guidelines, but just a little bit of structure creates the freedom to create more of what you want.
Yeah. But think about having this ritual and it's something that you really enjoy. Like you said, hang out with friends, and you know that the first day of the month, you're going to hang out with that friend. That whole month, you're thinking of that feeling you're going to have when you're with those friends, and you're holding that feeling inside. And that's the reality you're creating, is that feeling of, this is something I want to do. And you're building a signal that's saying, or you're transmitting a signal saying, I want to have fun.
Right. Or even if it's something as simple as journaling, and I love to free write or do morning pages. Sometimes they're in the evening, but it's just this stream of consciousness writing. Julia Cameron talks about it in her book, The Artist's Way. I know I love doing that. And so when I put that on my to-do list, so to speak, like it's something that instead of feeling obligation, I'm excited. Like, okay, this is the time I have set aside for this. This is, so the idea of doing it gives me energy and helps hold me accountable. So I think that if we can use rituals, I would say more than anything, this episode hopefully is an invitation to reconsider how you think of rituals. How can you use rituals to create your desired results? What would you need to have as a setup that leads you to doing the thing that you want to be doing more of? And understanding that relying on your mood or your energy of that day is just leaving too much up to chance, and that rituals can help provide that structure to get what you want.
Nice.
All right. So this week's episode is brought to you by Blind Squirrel. which is the 5-star review we got of our mood boosting probiotic that almost made me tear up, and it was the most awesome review, so I wanted to share it today. She says, life-changing. This supplement, I don't know if it's he or she. Anyway, this supplement has literally changed my life. I've struggled for 14 years with depression, intestinal problems, forgetfulness, and foggy memory, like a goldfish, lack of ambition, etc. This has really helped with all of them, to the point of being able to taper off one of my antidepressants. I've tried supplements, antidepressants, mood stabilizers, diet, hormone therapy, which has helped a lot, and none have helped like this little pill. I literally, like, when I get reviews like that, it makes all the haters and trolls fall away for just that moment. And I think, oh my gosh, what an amazing feeling that this person has gotten such great results simply from a few strains and species of some good bacteria. Isn't it awesome?
It is awesome. And I was just kind of thinking through, like, it feels amazing. And we don't need validation, because I think we are who we are. And I don't think there's anything that can stop me from being who I am. But hearing that, just, it feels so good. I mean, that's what we're doing. That's what we're trying to do, is create this movement. And to get that validation from someone else feels really good.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, a lot of people know our story, but maybe we'll share just a tiny bit of it real quick, just in case you haven't heard that. Basically, I'm really sensitive. So anytime I take a new supplement, a medicine, I'm going to have a pretty strong reaction. Maybe it's good, maybe it's bad, but it's going to be strong and I'm going to know it. And for me with probiotics, that was no different. I started taking some and I felt icky, and then I took some and I felt really good. And then I was just playing around with the different combinations, and I started doing my research and realized, wow, there's a lot to this. It's not just in my head. It's not just me being super sensitive. The bacteria in our gut really does influence our mood and our well-being. And so I was putting together this combination of 10 different junior capsules of one brand of probiotic, and then putting together a powder of the prebiotic that I had done the most research on, that was designed to help with mood and the body's stress response. And I was doing this weird combination of pouring the powder in, taking these 10 capsules, and being a natural born entrepreneur, there was definitely some big old light bulbs just popping up saying, hey, here's an idea. This is something you're struggling with. It's something other people are struggling with. And from there, that led me down a road of looking for different manufacturers. And that was a whole long process. But I did find one, and ended up having a really great partnership with this amazing facility that has a whole team of scientists and lab people. And essentially, from there, we were able to design our first product, which is the mood boosting probiotic. And it's definitely the runaway winner as far as our top seller. But from there, I learned that there are some people who are even more sensitive to certain strains and species. There's things like histamine intolerance and D-lactate issues. And so from there, we've created a couple of other probiotics that are designed for even those sensitivities. And of course, we do have the blend, which we've talked about on here before. And I think it's a really, really great supplement to have on hand, especially in the winter, because of the seasonal affective disorder that so many people with mood issues do deal with. So those are our main products right now, is our three mood probiotics and then our blend. But really, our mission is so much bigger than just here, take a pill and feel better, because we know that there's so many pieces to the puzzle when it comes to well-being. It's a spiritual pursuit. It's an emotional thing, physical, and of course, mental. And so beyond just saying, here's a probiotic, you know, take this and you'll feel better, we know it doesn't work that way. If you don't believe that your healing is possible, it won't work. If you don't believe that probiotics can somehow help you, I still don't think it'll work.
Yeah, I don't either.
It has to be paired with this idea that it's okay that I've been suffering, but it's also okay for me to get better. And I'm going to take this into my own hands, and I am going to be my own advocate. And so this Lifted Life podcast is really about those other pieces of the puzzle to help create momentum, to help create practices that move you forward in your life to help you feel better. So,
yeah, that's something that was kind of amazing, was at the conference. Obviously people want to know what you do, and they ask me what I do. And so then, you know, I got pretty good at telling the story about, we started a probiotic business, this is what we do, you know, this is my wife's story. And then one person said, but what's your story? And so I told him the story of being on antidepressants and trying to get off of them and being difficult, and then being able to get off of them, and then started taking our probiotic and started going through these things. And then I started meditating, and like all these things have happened in my life. And he just stopped and he's like, you hear the same story. Like, how I didn't know that, I don't know, but yeah, we have the same story. It's just,
we do. We do have some of the same story. And I think, yeah, there are some differences. And so for you, I think the probiotic has been helpful. When mm-hmm. you don't take it, you don't feel as well. Mm-mm. But you also have this very bullish, like, that you don't actually have to have it. Like, there's so many other mind over matter things that you want to employ.
I truly believe that. Mm-hmm. But I also believe that some people need a jump start. Mm-hmm. And some people need just consistency. And that, for me, I needed the jump start. And now it's just maintaining. Mm-hmm.
But I think it's also just really cool that it didn't feel like it was your story, and yet in such a big way. And I think that men talking about their anxiety or their depression is just...
It feels like weakness. And it's like, I'm not weak. I'm strong. I'm a man.
Right.
But it's, everyone has it. Like, right. It's not weakness. It's
And I think so many people talk about destigmatizing taking a pill to feel better, like it's okay. And I do think it's okay, but just for so many people it didn't work. So I think that, to be clear about us, we're not saying you should taper off your medicine. No, if your medicine's working for you, great.
Yeah,
power to you.
To be totally clear, this is something, intention we set is to get off of the antidepressant because there were side effects that I didn't want. Mm-hmm. Quite frankly, there were sexual side effects, there were emotional side effects, I felt like a zombie. Mm-hmm. But it's a choice I made. Like, I don't like this. I want something different. Mm-hmm. But maybe not everyone feels that way. And if you're happy with your
situation. Or we have lots of people who take an antidepressant and take a probiotic with it. And they said, wow, this is like a...
The best combo. Yeah. Best cocktail.
Yeah. And so it's all about a personal... I think that truly destigmatizing helps... Is it all about understanding that it's different for everyone. And to follow your own truth. And to... just bring an awareness to how do I feel? How do I want to feel? And knowing that you deserve to feel good.
And there is no judgment. There really isn't. Like,
I mean, there may be judgment from other people.
Of course, but not from here. I mean, not right. From my point of view.
Right, right. It's more about how do you feel? How do you want to feel? What do you need to do to feel better if you aren't feeling well? And just prioritizing, calling it maybe radical self-love, self-acceptance, self-care. So anyway, that was kind of fun sharing a little bit of that. Yep. Maybe we'll share a little more of your story as you continue to write it and come to terms with it and become aware of it. So, I mean, obviously you didn't have postpartum depression.
How do you know?
I don't think that was
I didn't.
But that was what really was the catalyst for me, was that low mood after our second child. And mm-hmm. so figuring out how to rebalance just this feeling of not myself. Yeah, I think it's really useful to share your side of the story and to help more men to feel comfortable with, like, yeah, I haven't been feeling well. This isn't a part of life, but it's also not what I want to continue to be part of my life. And here I am ready to make some changes.
But there's also people, I agree with what you said, and that is my story, but there are people that didn't know they could feel better. Like, I don't feel that bad. Mm-hmm. And they've taken it and said, actually, I didn't know I could feel this good.
Right. Like, the brain normalizes.
Yep.
So it's not like you suddenly, or one day you're happy and the next day you're sad and you're like, it's usually a gradual process. Mm-hmm. And it's not just one thing. It's not just a microbiome out of whack. It's usually a combination of factors of you living outside of your truth. So if you're going to a soul sucking job every day and you hate it, but you say, oh no, it's fine, or I have to, and then mm-hmm. you feel powerless, and then you're a victim, and then you are miserable, right? All of those are actually lifestyle circumstantial things that have led you into a belief pattern that have made you feel this way.
But think about it from the point of view of law of attraction. You take a probiotic and you feel better. And then you think about, man, that feels good. Then you attract another thing that feels good. Mm-hmm. And before you know it, you're attracting all these things that feel good. I'm not trying to say that our probiotic created a law of attraction.
Magical.
But that's how it works. Yeah. Like,
all it takes is one thing, and it can be a probiotic or it can be a jog. Anything, it can be dancing. Yeah. It can be writing. It can be any one thing that you truly believe is going to help you feel better. Belief is mm-hmm. super important.
It's required.
It's required. All right. I think that's a wrap. What do you say?
It is a wrap. But this time I tried to speak louder and closer to the mic It's let basically us know. In my face. So let me know if this was better.
Yes. Thank you. All right. Have a great week, everyone. We'll see you next week.